Listening Library presents The Miracle and Tragedy of the Dionne Quintuplets by Sarah Miller. Read for you by Robin Miles. We don't feel anyone can be fair to both sides and tell the truth. Thérèse Dionne. Children are the riches of the poor. Proverb. Prologue, November 1943. In an empty nursery behind two woven wire fences topped with barbed wire, 5 9-year-old girls waited for their father. 5 suitcases sat alongside them. 5 smiling Shirley Temple dolls were clutched in their arms. Yvonne stared out the window at the yellow brick mansion up the hill. Annette quietly seethed, pretending not to be afraid. Cécile sat in a corner rocking her doll. Émilie prayed that it was all just a bad dream. Marie tried to tell a silly story, but no one laughed. At the sound of their father's footsteps in the hall, all 5 sisters hugged their Shirley Temples closer to their chests. The moment they dreaded had come. For the first time in their lives, the Dionne Quintuplets were going home. Oliver Dionne did not speak as he and his 5 identical daughters walked through the hospital's guarded gate, down the road, and through another gate that led to the colossal Georgian house that was to be their new home. He did not lead them up the steps to the grand front door. Instead, he entered through a service door into the kitchen.